Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You do a little dance and then you drink a little water.
What I've got to get it, get to put it in you. What I've got, you gotta get to put it in you. What I've got to get it, get to put it in you. Really let the feeling don't stop, continue. Besides, I don't wanna be a miser. Come back to slide, you'll be the wiser. Young blood is the loving upriser. How come everybody keeps it at the Kaiser?
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Now I can't tell him I'm a kingpin or poor Grillo.
I don't know the rest. I don't know the rest.
What's the lyrics?
Which one?
The opening what? Line?
What I've got, you've got to give it to your mama.
What does that mean?
What I've got to give. I don't know. I've got what I've got. What I'm packing, I guess.
I'm what packing. I've got, you've got to give it to your mama.
Yeah.
And then what I've got, you've got to give it to your papa.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's going to fuck anyone.
And then what's the next line?
Got to give it to your daughter.
Whoa.
And then you do a little dance and you drink a little water.
Do you think he struggled for a rhyme on the end of that?
I think so.
Give it to your daughter. Flauta, horta, shorta, quarta, lauta, morta, norta, yeah. Torta. I crush my pepper with a pestle and mortar.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't quite.
He kicks it up a notch, Kiedis. What I've got, you've got to get it, put it in you.
Oh.
What I've got, you've got to get it. Put it in
penis.
You. What I've got, you've got to get it. Put it in you.
Penis.
Reeling with the feeling. Don't stop. Continue.
Continue with the penis.
I think so. Yeah. Realise I don't want to be a miser.
You're not.
Confide with Sly, you'll be the wiser. Don't really
I think
know.
That means Sly and the Family Stone, maybe.
Yeah.
Because they were funky.
Young blood is the loving upriser.
Oh, that means erection, doesn't it?
Yeah. How come everybody want to keep it like the Kaiser?
Chiefs.
Oh.
That's what, they're a big fan of the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1992.
When they were 12.
Yep. He's a very stream of consciousness lyricist, isn't he? It's almost like in the rehearsal room, they get a groove going. Like
it's almost as if they do heroin. It's almost as if they're smacked off their tits when they write. It's almost as if that is the case.
There is an element of like, they're in a room and they're playing this funky group.
Yeah.
And he just goes, and they go, yeah, cool, now write some words. He's like, can I just do that?
Yeah. But then one day they're like, listen, Anthony, just, here's an atlas, here's a map, of America. You can just, when you're dry, when you're out of ideas, just shout out a place.
Every Chili Peppers song. I know a girl from Alabama.
Yeah, yeah, great.
She's got a bra in a California.
Well done, Anthony, good.
Every time I'm there, she goes down to Utah. Little Salt Lake City, I'm up there, push up bra.
Now we're cooking. The atlas.
And then he goes on the last chorus, he's like, I don't think this chorus should go that life is beautiful around the world. I think really what I should do on this chorus is go, I know for sure. Ning, nang, nong, nong, ning, nang, nong, nong, ning, nang. Couldn't get away with that now, could you?
No. That's when you know you've really made it, where you can just, you don't really need to have any lyrics anymore, just noises.
I like the under the bridge, you know, that's nice.
What's
sometimes
that?
I feel like don't have a problem.
An acoustic favourite to every house party ticket.
Oh man, there's always some guy in the summer, isn't there?
With his guitar.
With his dreads and his shirt off.
Probably with a tie.
With his boxers coming above the trousers.
Tie-dye t-shirt. You know, he's got at least one garment made of hemp. And he's just kind of talking about.
Yeah, he finishes the song and goes, who wants to play hacky sack?
Yeah, hey guys, let me tell you about how I got chlamydia in Goa.
What's the other one? The one where he goes, Gorilla. Like, no. Rick Rubin famously, like, produced a lot of their records, right?
Right, I don't know.
Yeah, you know who Rick Rubin is?
I know what a Rubin sandwich is.
No, that's a different thing.
It's nice, I like Rubin sandwich.
Rick Rubin is a record producer who made his name with the Beastie Boys.
Right.
He's a world-famous producer.
Right.
And has since done, he did all Adele's records.
Okay.
He did, you know, when Johnny Cash did those songbook albums?
Mm-hmm. I hurt myself. Oh, yeah. There's a man.
That one. Coming around. That one.
Yeah.
That era. You know, like, right before he died,
mm.
he reinvented himself as, like, the king, or took back his sort of crown as this dark country king.
Mm.
And Rick Rubin kind of was the driving force behind that. He's an amazing producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he produced Californication, Blood, Sex, Sugar, Magic, Hispanic. What was that album called?
Well, John?
Blood, Sugar.
Sex, Magic.
Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic, Sleepover, Marshmallow. Yeah. I don't, mm-hmm. whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And he made that record. And on Californication, I'm always curious as to in the studio where... Let me find the lyrics.
Hang on, Theresa May is making her announcement.
What's the announcement?
Don't know.
You do that. I'll get these Chili Peppers lyrics up. Is she retiring? She hasn't done it yet, has she?
I think she might have.
I mean, this is breaking news for us. By the time you hear it tomorrow, it will be old hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let's keep it... Turn the volume off and let's keep it on the screen up.
Yeah.
Is she going to declare war?
Here we go. There we go. Sorry, yeah.
Is she declaring war?
I don't know, but she's about to make an announcement. Any second now. So we've got a live feed from Downing Street.
Cool.
Who says this show isn't
topical
on topic and on the moment? I wonder what Theresa May is going to say.
Maybe she's going to say that she looks like Danny DeVito's the Penguin from Batman Returns.
I think she's going to talk about how many people think she bears resemblance, and that's not the case. In fact, you know. I think
maybe she's going to talk about how she's an unelected official who hates gays.
Yeah, maybe she's going to announce an election.
Maybe she doesn't like healthcare reform.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe she's going to finally admit that.
Maybe she just is doing this because she can.
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to go, I'm terribly sorry, Brexit was a mistake, then get out a revolver and...
Hey guys, just calling a press conference and say, I watched the Ace Ventura and Ace Ventura When Nature Calls on Gold at the weekend, and I have to say, I really don't think the sequel stands up compared to the original.
Yeah. Maybe she's going to say, I had a bath last night and I realised it was all an error, everything I've done up to this moment. Can anyone help me with this?
All right, so Get On Top by the Chili Peppers, right?
Right.
Get On Top by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm intrigued with Rick Rubin as the producer as to at what point... So when you put out an album, you know, you write the song, you rehearse the song, you demo the song, you record the song, the label hears the song, the managers hear
like
the song,
it.
The A&Rs
like
critique it, they say this song's a single, this song's not a single, they start thinking about the campaign, they put the marketing campaign together, they put the album out, and then you do promo. I mean, it's a huge campaign.
Right.
Especially in the 90s, when the Chili Peppers putting out an album was a big deal. It's the first one in a long time.
Yeah.
Original guitarist to come back into the mix.
Yeah, it's when people bought music.
Yeah.
Back when people actually bought music.
And at no point during this this process did Rick Rubin sit down Anthony Kiedis and go, can we just talk about the lyrics to Get On Top? So, yeah, Rick, wow, what's the problem? He goes, well, it says here, Gorilla, Cunt Illa, Sammy D, and Salmonella, come with me, because I'm an ass killer. You're ill, but... I'm iller.
Right.
I'm a linger on your block. Give the finger to a cop. Pick a lock before I knock.
Finger to a clop? Like clip-clop?
No. Give the finger to a cop.
Oh, right, okay.
Like a policeman. A pig.
Right, because he's so damn cool.
The bacon. Right. You know, the pork. Right. Give the finger to a pig, man.
All I got from his lyrics is that he's an ass killer, which presumably means he slays
ass.
He gets a lot of ass.
Yeah.
And women like him.
What's the other one that he had? To finger paint is not a sin. I put my middle finger in. Your monthly blood is what I win. That's a song called Purple Stain.
By?
The Chili Peppers.
Really?
That's on Californication.
So, oh, really? So it's about fingering a woman who's...
Yes, it is, yeah.
To be explicit.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Chilis.
Thanks, Kiedis. I like Aeroplane.
Life is a super plane and music is my aeroplane. Yeah. It's my aeroplane.
Yeah.
That's when the John Frusciante wasn't in the band.
Right.
And they had Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction join the band.
Right, right.
And the music changed dramatically.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's a good song. That's good from song. One Hot Minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They peaked with Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Then it kind of Californication was a bit.
I liked Californication, that one.
Bit too much.
Oh!
Bit too much that.
Hello, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 19th of April in the year 2017. We are coming to you almost live as we wait for Theresa May to give a speech from 10 Downing Street.
Yeah.
Our Prime Minister, our leader.
Yeah.
And what a leader she is.
It's some kind of announcement.
What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know, but I think at the moment we've got a live feed on number 10, just the door, and lots of press people are kind of rushing around the foreground of the shot. And I just wonder what she's doing right behind that door right now.
You never see the movers, do you, for 10 Downing Street? You never see them bringing in, you know...
What, a sofa?
You know, like a Perspect box of all of her kids' shit drawings, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
No.
You never see the all of her like A-level art media studies stuff that she didn't want to throw away.
Yeah.
You know, or the record collection.
No.
Or in Theresa May's case, probably, you know, the guns.
Yeah.
And a lot of crucifixes.
Yeah.
Because she loves God.
She does love JC.
She loves God, doesn't she? It's the first Prime Minister we've had in a long time who's really like...
Well, all of them kind of...
Pro-God.
Well, all of them kind of make some... gesture towards it, don't they?
Yeah, but she's like really
like Blair thought God was telling him to invade Iraq.
Did he really?
No, George Bush did. But
oh, hello, here she comes. Oh, okay, here's the fuzz. Okay, policeman. Is a policeman?
Hang on, let's just turn it up a sec.
Okay, no, he's gone. Okay. No, anyway, back.
Well,
to
there show. You go. No, that's as exciting as it gets.
Maybe there's going to be.
It reminds me a bit of. Do you remember like when any of the royals have a baby? You can tell, like, they basically, because it takes forever to have a child. So, what was the last baby they had?
I don't even know.
Like,
is it a boy? Did they have
William
another boy?
Had another kid.
Lionel? Theobald.
Called Theobald, or Alfred, or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so all the reporters go to this hospital. I think the last time it was, like, really, really hot, sweltering hot, and the reporters have nothing to say. There's, like, on all royal occasions, like, the biggest pleasure to be derived from it is hearing commentators and journalists vamp.
Yeah, forever. Oh my God.
And of course, there goes the carriage now, coming down the mall, as is tradition.
We're waiting here now for Will and Kate to present their newborn child. Kate, obviously, going to be in a terrible state, having just given birth, but there are probably many people back there literally throwing makeup on her face, stitching up her wounded body parts.
Yes.
After the terrible ordeal of childbirth, she's about to come out here looking absolutely fine and wave to you before she goes in a room and cries.
Here comes William in his own inimitable way, walking as he does. I mean, what do you think about that, Josh, the way... William's walking now. What does that give us in terms of his internal emotional state? Do you think he's feeling nervous right now?
When Will and Kate got married, they drove from the wedding to the reception. I don't know. But they drove down the Mall.
Mm.
And there was soldiers running alongside their car.
Yeah.
And they had an army convoy. Yeah. Motorbikes and police cars either side of them.
Yeah.
And a helicopter overhead.
Yeah.
And they go through in this soft top like triumph. And they drive from one place up the Mall to the other place.
Hmm.
And the commentator just went, look at them out on a drive. Just like any normal couple.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just any normal couple with a mass military following.
I think they should give an honest royal commentary. Like,
here's Kate wondering if she made the right decision in marrying in.
Here's Kate.
To the royal family.
Wondering if
she could have had a normal life.
Yeah.
She could be sat at home right now watching Netflix. Facebooking about the next series of Stranger Things. But instead, she stood on this balcony. Okay, so what's Theresa May going to do? Maybe there's going to be
a military coup.
It's called coup.
Coop?
Military coup.
No, it's a chicken coup.
No.
And a military coup.
No, it's a military coup. Which, I'll be honest with you, sounds fucking cute.
It does, doesn't it?
A military coup.
They should give it another name.
Coup.
Like,
it should be called a military
bloodbath.
Yeah. A military hostile takeover.
Coup sounds a bit, you know, hello.
Cool, 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 cool.
What's going on? What's happening now? Oh, don't worry, it's just a little coup.
Everybody got their guns loaded.
Fancy a coup, guys?
Yeah.
Come on.
Who's got the grenades?
Who's got the grenades?
Who's got the guns, guys? Okay, I've got an AK-47. Time for the cool.
Geronimo!
How was everyone's Easter? How was your Easter?
Yeah.
The return of Jesus.
Well, he's gone now, isn't he, Christ?
No, he's back. No, he came back on Monday. Yesterday.
Really? I thought he rises.
On the third day, he rose again.
Right.
And sitteth upon the right hand of God. No, wait, that's the third day he's arisen. No, he was killed on the Friday. Why is it called Good Friday?
I don't know.
Because it couldn't have been good.
I don't know. Now, I was reading the other day that one of the Gospels doesn't even mention, like, the resurrection at all. And that was, like, one of the earlier historical kind of Gospels. And, in fact, the resurrection was probably something that was kind of added and developed as people retold the story later on.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes. Oh, here's Theresa May.
How do I turn the volume
here
up?
Here she is.
Here we go.
I have just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet. Where we agreed that the government should call a general election on the 8th of June.
8th of June.
I want to explain that reason for this.
Right. Okay, go on, Theresa.
Is it because you suck at your job?
Wow.
And you gave none of that.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Ooh. All right, Jesus, that sounds like a Batman villain.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a Batman villain.
Well, I mean, the rest is rhetoric, right? So we can stop that now. She's called a general election. All right, should we just stop this now? Okay. Well, that's kind of a good move for them, I guess.
So there we go. General election.
Yeah, not a specific one, a general one.
Just general. Who's going to lead? So is it going to be her versus Corbyn?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, but she's going to win that.
Yeah, I know. That's why they called it. They called it and went, well, Labour extraordinarily weak at the moment and they're divided. So, you know, let's
get... Take advantage of that.
What you do is... What are you going to do, Theresa? They probably planned it ages in advance. They probably went to Theresa. Theresa, take it in the arse and the neck. Do the Brexit thing. We'll look after you. And then we're going to get rid of you because you're bad blood. And then we'll just get a new one in. Do you know what I mean? She probably was carrying the can until Brexit happened.
Well, you think she's the fool guy?
Yeah. Well, no, she probably was like, well, let's get Brexit done. You fall on the grenade, and then we'll just wipe the slate clean and start from there.
Give you a big pension.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, we'll just go on from there. Do you know what I mean? So now no one can go, you know, the new guy coming in can't be blamed fully.
I will literally vote. I would vote for an old mop.
Right.
Over Theresa May. I would vote for a plank of wood. Mm. I would vote for a Cadbury's cream egg over Theresa May. If my choice of running the country was a half-eaten, semi-melted Cadbury's cream, I would vote for...
I would love to see a Cadbury's cream egg.
That congealed, jellied bit of mayonnaise at the top of the jar.
Right.
Over Theresa fucking May. And I'm not being political here.
Right.
This isn't a political show. You may not know that for any new listeners.
No.
This isn't a political show.
No, it's really not a show where you're furnished with any ideas in a detailed
way. Or any facts.
Or facts.
Or any knowledge.
Or knowledge, or, yeah. It's not a balanced show either.
But anyway, general election. Great, country's fucked. How was your Easter? Did you celebrate the resurrection of the Lord?
By looking for chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
No.
I love chocolate eggs at hunts because I feel like it's a way for parents to get rid of the kids for half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
They just put one egg in the garden.
You do realise as you get older that a lot of the games that are given to kids are to get them just fucking... To fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's a great game where, let's play dead.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's play is dead and the first person to speak loses and kids just buy it. They're so dumb.
Yeah, I played hide and seek with some kids a couple of months ago and honestly, I honestly waited 3 minutes. I was like, 10, 9, 8, and then I just sat in a chair and was like, I'm coming! Where are you? And was just sat in the chair like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just enjoying.
And they're like, hidden going, oh, this is so exciting. Yeah. Can't fucking believe
he's
this.
He's never going to find me.
What a dumb adult.
Under the bed. He's never going to find me in the most obvious place I could possibly be in. What else? All right, should we do the advert? Should we take a short break here?
Yeah, all right.
Should we take a short break?
Sure.
We'll see you in one hot minute. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. It's spring.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stamens and stigmas.
What's a stamen?
A stamen is a male part of a flower, Josh. And a stigma is a female part of a flower.
Oh, you're suggesting sex.
Yeah.
People are having sex because it's springtime.
Yeah.
It's the spring, so everyone's horny.
Yeah.
I mean, can you say that? What's the medical word for that? Libido?
Yeah, libidinous.
Everyone is libidinous.
Highly libidinous.
Highly libidinous.
And everyone's considering polyamory.
Yeah.
I wonder what apparently that's kind of, you can actually say I'm polyamorous. Could you get away
with
that?
What do you mean apparently you can say I'm polyamorous? Yes, of course you can say
but,
I'm polyamorous.
But like, so you go on a date and you're like, this is one thing you should know about me. I'm polyamorous. It just sounds like a very fancy word for saying you just want to have sex with everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Commit to nothing.
Yeah.
But is that a legitimate kind of thing you can say in our society?
No, it means that you want to be able to come home at the end of the day and cuddle someone you love.
Yeah. And after being at an orgy.
Can you not mock this?
Sorry.
You come home,
right,
and you cuddle someone you love.
I'm not mocking it.
Right? You put matching cardigans on, you go for a walk, you make souffle.
Yeah.
You can run each other a bath, yeah. Candles. Mm-hmm. Someone needs some Olbus oil, you go out, you get it for them. But you can also just stick your dick in whoever's mouth you want. And I don't think there's anything... Why are you laughing?
No, I'm not. I'm just... I think it's just, you know...
Why are you... I think...
I just think it's a tricky thing to pull off. That's what I'm saying.
Mate,
it's a tricky thing.
You can get many people to help you pull off. I can tell you that when you're polyamorous.
I think it's a tricky thing. Polyamory... If you are pulling polyamory off, as it were, if you're actually storming it, please write into the show, because I'd like to hear how you're doing it.
It sounds to me like someone who gave a TED talk... Yeah. You know, who has beanbags in their meeting room was like, we need a word.
Yeah.
We need a word for if you want to just fuck everyone, but you also come home and someone's bought ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think I want to have my cake and eat my cake.
Right, okay.
Which also, I don't understand why that's bad. Why is that phrase bad?
What?
Have your cake and eat it. Isn't that... Well, he's having his cake and eating it. Yep.
He's got the cake.
That's exactly what you're meant to do with a cake.
Yeah.
It's really, well, he's wearing his own shoes.
He's had his cake and he's put it in the fridge and is waiting for a reasonable time it's acceptable to eat
it. He has got keys to his own house, hasn't he? Hasn't he? Oh, Darren there?
Yeah.
Got his keys to his own car, huh?
No.
Anyway, every week you can write into the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problems you might be having, write in and we will help you with them. Maybe it's a work-related problem, like...
Work with a man named Ronald.
Ronald.
Ronald recently got divorced. Ronald's very depressed and won't shut up about it. And eventually it gets oppressive. So one day, Ronald, 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 please stop talking about your ex-wife. It's getting me down, getting me down, getting me down.
Down, down.
Ronald, 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 please stop talking about your ex-wife and how she took the dog and the car and the house. Ronald, 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 stop crying on all the stationery. Stop depressing me.
because you're bumming me out.
There you go.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
You'll go out with a girl called Sandra. She's really eager on you, but you're not quite so eager on her.
Eager Sandra.
She starts cranking it up a notch and taking you and treating you to lots of holidays, which you like, so you don't really mention the fact that you're feeling crowded. And eventually you're on holiday in Ibiza in a crowded bar, and she's like, why don't we get married? And you're like, listen, we're going too fast. And then you'll leave the bar.
But you're stuck in Ibiza with Sandra. 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 Stuck in Ibiza with Sandra.
Stuck in Ibiza.
Stuck in Ibiza. You go to Manu Mission.
Oh, you go to Manu Mission.
And you watch a sex show.
You watch a sex show, but you can't stop crying.
Or maybe it's a sexual problem, like...
You feel very self-conscious about how uneven your testes hang in your ballsack.
The very uneven ones very
They are
low.
Uneven.
Well, they are uneven.
Do you know why they're uneven?
But if it's the differential, if you had an extreme differential.
Do you actually know? Do you know the medical reason?
Because you can cross your legs? Sorry.
Do you know the medical reason why they're uneven?
To allow you to cross your legs?
No, because God likes comedy.
Right.
That's why.
That's a good...
Because when God made man, which he did, according to our Prime Minister, Theresa May, he looked at the balls and went, well, that makes sense. He goes, but how about I do this and make it funny?
Right.
One droopy ball. Because I think the left is traditionally heavier. Traditionally. The left is heavier than the right. Is that right? Which one of yours hangs?
It's not because one is heavier.
Yeah, one is traditionally bigger.
Stop saying traditionally.
It's a tradition.
It's not a tradition.
Like fish and chips on a Friday.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
It's a cultural tradition.
Yeah.
That a ball should hang low.
No, seriously, one is bigger than the other. I saw it on Graham Norton.
Well, there you go. That's where I get all my facts from.
All right, first letter.
Yeah.
A work problem. Like, hi, Josh and Tim. Big fan of the show. Thanks. One of my colleagues has just spotted my boss smoking a joint in her lunch break. Around the back of my offices. What should I do? I genuinely don't know what to do with this information. Outside of work, I regularly smoke, but I'd never do so at work. I work for a London-based PR agency. Oh, I feel like this person's bragging now. I work for a London-based PR agency.
Yeah, it's going quite well.
I'm on 60k a year, and I can buy all the gag I want.
Guys, it's going quite well.
Yeah, guys, yeah. I don't want to brag.
Guys.
I can just go to Topshop on my lunch break and just not even think about it.
Yeah. Do you think he just swans into a bar after work to meet all his broke mates, just wiping the sweat off his brow, going, whew, what a day. Sorry, guys. It's going pretty well for me right now.
I can buy rounds. I'll buy rounds.
Pint.
Shot.
Booker. Booker, yeah.
It's going quite well. I work at a London-based PR agency. What's the big deal?
I
have a home laptop and a work laptop.
He kind of does
this
thing.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, yeah. He probably does this thing where, like, there's a pause in the conversation, he'll just laugh to himself. It's just probably, what was that? Oh, don't worry, it's just something funny that happened today at work.
Yeah, just...
It's going quite well for me right now.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I just, you know, it's just, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to get on the housing ladder.
I don't
even know how to say it. See, I'm such a bad adult. I'm such a shit adult that I don't even know how to say the sentence.
Yeah, you said housing ladder.
What is it? Housing market?
Housing ladder.
Property ladder.
The property ladder, yeah.
Who invented that fucking, like, it's a thing that you... Do you know what happens when you get to the top of a ladder? Do people know that you have to climb back down or you fall off?
Right.
Those are the only two options.
Yeah.
And it's called the property ladder.
Yeah.
So you're either going to get up there and fall off and die, or you're going to get up there and you're just going to have to come back down.
Yeah.
No one stays at the top of a ladder.
Makes no sense, does it?
I work for a London-based PR agency, so we're often logging in late hours and working to tight deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? I genuinely don't know. Outside of work, I regularly smoke, but I'd never do so at work.
Well, if you want to be a high climber in this company...
Pass the Ducci on the left-hand side.
Or just get some like nice munchy food and just hang around. And just, like, she'll walk past, get a bit of the munchies. Just buy loads of Caramax and Snickers and just have them on you.
Yeah, any
and
big...
And then every now and again you go, do you want a Snicker? Oh, fuck, you always... Oh, yeah, I really fancy one. Thanks so much, you know.
Any big idea you have, just wait till she's high.
Yeah.
And then when she comes back into the office, give her a Snickers.
Yeah.
And just go, you know what we should do? You know what would be a great campaign? Just people waving.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We'll go up to her and say, listen, I really want a raise. After she's smoked. And just go, I'm not sure about that. And go, listen, if I give you this Snickers, will you give me £1,000 more? And she'll probably go for it. She'll
yeah.
Like, I really fancy that fucking Snickers. I'll just say yes and think about the ramifications later. I mean, I don't think you do anything in this instance.
Well, it says a lot about what a job is like in PR that you can be stoned off your tits yeah. and still be the boss of the company,
yeah, yeah.
doesn't
oh,
it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Okay, what would I do? In all seriousness, I would... Fuck, it's actually that's actually quite a tough one.
No, it isn't. You do nothing. It's simple. You do nothing. What are you meant to do? It's like, as long as she's doing her work competently and it's not... she's not having massive mood swings and torturing her underlings, then it's absolutely fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? She's probably a cheeky spiff.
I just say use it to get a raise. Just chum up to her, get around your house for a smoke,
mm.
and get some preferential treatment in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nepotism works, as Donald Trump has proven.
Yeah.
Next letter. Insane parent. This one's quite long. Dear Josh and Tim, so I have a mother that's a bit nuts. Not innocent, quirky sort of nuts either, more like the kind that ruins families. About 4 years ago, she got a job working for an airline, divorced my stepdad, got knocked up by another guy, and then tried to move both her and I 5 hours away from our home to live with the guy who I had met once for about 5 minutes walking through an airport. When I refused to move, she went ahead and moved without me and left me to live with my grandparents. Even though she ditched me, I did something so little... Oh, even though she ditched me, if I did something so little as go see a movie at the theatre without getting her permission, first there would be a lot of screaming on the end of things, on her end of things.
Hmm.
Now I'm about to go to college and have some drama, brackets, the drama being that she threw a fit, which included yelling and crying about what a horrible son I am, close brackets. I decided to attend college where I currently live, instead of moving to where she lives to attend college. All of that, she still expects me to go live with her for the entire summer before I start school, mostly to babysit her kids. Her new baby's due at the end of the month. And while I love my new sister, and I'll probably love my new baby brother when he's born, how do you think I should tell her I'm going to stay where I currently live for the summer? P.S. The day my sister was born, I happened to be wearing a Kenneth t-shirt, so in all of my family photos holding my newborn sister, I'm advertising your band. Well, thanks. It's pretty heavy. I've been through heavy family stuff like that, and, yeah, some pretty fucking dark shit with close family. And I know it sounds like it's not really going to help, but time kind of does make things better. If you've just come out of a divorce... no one's headspace. They say it takes a month for every year that you're married to get over that person.
Mm.
So if you're married for 20 years, it's 20 months.
Right.
To get over that marriage.
Right.
And to sort yourself out. And I think there's some logic and truth to that, even though it's a complete estimate. But like, yeah, just... yeah, if she's, you know, if she's married to an arsehole, that sucks. But she's always going to be your mum.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets to the point where you just can't be around her,
mm.
you'll know when that comes. But equally, if it's been a fresh wound, if it's a new divorce and a new thing, then give it some time because things will settle. But if they don't and you just can't be around that person, then, you know, maybe... don't only see them, maybe it's just, you know, Christmas and holidays.
Mm.
You know,
it sounds to me that your mum is not a happy person in the sense that she has got divorced from her from your stepdad, and then got, so she's gone through a fair few guys, she's had kids through various from several men, I guess, and then so she sounds like she's constantly looking for a solution. She's restless. And she's, instead of facing up to it, she's projecting her unhappiness onto you.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a good idea not to go and be her babysitter, because that's her life choice. She should take responsibility for her own childcare.
Yeah.
You should be a kid, and you should go and do your own thing in the summer.
The movie thing sounds like she just wanted to get you into her life, however, and this was a way to do it.
Yeah.
You know? So if you're going to see a movie and you don't get permission and she freaks out, she's not freaking out because she's crazy. She's freaking out because it's an excuse to kind of see you in a way.
Yeah.
And to you know, I've been there, man. I've been in family situations where other people bear the brunt of someone else's emotions just because they're present. You know, mm-hmm. like if you're just in the room or you're in the house or you live with that person who's not going through good shit, they will take it out on you just because you're there. And it's an outlet, and it's not good on those people. It's fucking horrible. Mm. But hopefully when she gets happier, she'll stop doing that.
Yeah. 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 She probably wants also to have some kind of stake in your life, even though you're separate.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, to be honest, she needs to take responsibility for the fact that she's made certain life decisions, and you need consistency in terms of how you're growing up, and maybe emotionally that your impulse was to stay with your grandparents because you wanted that more stability.
Yeah.
Which is perfectly healthy and reasonable. So, unfortunately, your mum sounds like she's restless and has things to deal with, and, you know, you're just going to have to hang in there and know that your instincts are correct, basically,
yeah.
And kind of look for that consistency and actually just be happy, be a kid. And,
yeah,
and
go to the college, man. Don't pay any attention.
But also the summer. Go to that college and he wants to spend the summer. Or sorry, is it he or she? Man or
he,
woman? Is it he?
Yeah, he.
He wants to spend that summer as well, like in the build-up, just doing his own thing, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
Just keep the lines of communication open with your mum, I think.
Yeah, stay where you want to be for the summer, man. You've got to have a, you know, you need to have a good summer. And it's, there is no way to balance it, you know. If you go and look after her, it's going to be a shit time. And if you stay and have a good summer, you're going to have that feeling of guilt in the back of your mind. And that literally, in that circumstance, there is no way that you can please everyone.
Mm.
You know, there's no way that you're going to make yourself feel happy or have a good time and not feel that. So you just have to do whichever one you feel is, like, best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you've got to be a bit selfish,
mm-hmm.
you know?
In order to be generous.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yep. End on a general ambiguous phrase.
But okay, good luck.
Last letter. Dear EBP, my ex-boyfriend is engaged, but a few nights ago we met in a bar and ended up...
fucking?
Having sex.
Right.
No one knows, and it was a one-off shot. Sorry, no one knows, and it was a one-shot deal. Slash right. On-off. What does that mean? A one-off. No one knows, and it was a one-shot deal slash one-off. I'm actually invited to his wedding as one of his guests, as we are still friends. It sounds like it. Should I go to the wedding or leave it? I literally don't know which to do, lol.
Well, it sounds like he's freaking out about getting married. If he's fucking his ex, I think that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Maybe he just wanted one more night of freedom.
Maybe. I mean, he did betray his fiance, his fianced. I know it sounds quite an extreme word, but it's true, didn't she?
He betrayed her.
I understand. I don't know, man. Just, I don't. Should she go? What do you think?
Why don't you ask his fiance? Just say, Sarah.
Right.
Hey, Chantel.
Chantel.
Hey, Chantel. Listen, yeah. I need to ask you a question. I am unsure whether to come to the wedding. Huh? Oh, no. I want to come. Yeah. I'm happy with the hotel. I'm really happy that I get to spend 3 nights in a spa hotel.
Yeah.
That's actually not a problem. And what did I buy you? Oh, I saw the wedding list. Saw the John Lewis wedding list. And I mean, I might get you the toaster, or I might just think, go fuck yourselves, I'm not buying you something.
Yeah.
But that's not why I'm calling. The table. Oh, yeah, no, I'm happy to sit with all those awful people at the table at the wedding. And what do I want? The shit chicken or the shit vegetarian vol-au-vent? Either's fine. Michael Bublé karaoke act as the wedding band. That sounds fun. That's fantastic. And he's Jewish, so he wears a yarmulke. You can call him Michael Jublé. Oh, that's not funny. Sorry, inappropriate. Sorry. Listen, I was calling because I wanted to ask you, can I come to the wedding given that I fucked your fiancé 4 nights ago? just missionary. I mean, we both know he's really into From Behind.
Right, yeah.
So, obviously that.
The position where he doesn't have to look you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says a lot about him, doesn't it?
Yeah. Shit, what would I do? Just go, fuck it.
Just go and just pretend it didn't happen.
Life is complicated.
Yeah.
And it's not as simple as, you know, he might stay faithful to her forever.
Yeah.
And it's not your duty to stop her or him. You know, maybe she cheats on him. Well, yeah, maybe. How wounded right. am I? Maybe it's her fault.
Maybe everyone's cheating on everyone.
Yeah.
I would just, at this stage, you don't want to arouse suspicion. So if you feel comfortable going, just go.
I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of game, set, and match for their relationship. And they're about to take a X amount of money bath in celebrating their love for each other when he fucked you last week. But equally, maybe he needed one more thing. Sometimes guys do that. That's what the stag do's for,
I mean,
right?
He shouldn't get married, should
no,
he?
No, but don't people have sex with prostitutes in alleyways on stag do's?
Why in alleyways specifically?
Because, you know...
I think doomed marriages do start that way, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I think, as is tradition, before every doomed marriage, the groom fucks a prostitute. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. So don't marry. Yeah, maybe they shouldn't get married. But it's kind of not your business. It's up to him, really. You're not his keeper, to be honest. But yeah, I would probably just go. I mean, you shouldn't have fucked him, really, because he's engaged.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be too judgy, but you should probably have not done that.
All right, that's it for the show.
Right.
And any problems, write in next week, EBP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, and join us next week for more nothing. Go on iTunes if you want to leave a review. Go on iTunes, leave a review.
Mm.
You know?
Do it.
Do it. We'll see you next week, and here's some music.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.